Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's good to see all of you gathered here for our Christmas Eve service. It is always a delight to see people gathered for such a special occasion. And welcome to those who are joining us more remotely. Before we begin, I want to tell you those people that we've been asked to remember on this Christmas Eve. Poinsettias have been given in remembrance or in honor of Jerry Frisk, Dana Frisk, Marilyn Knauer, Jim Knauer, Don Pickering, Henry Ballier, Wayne Ballier, Benita Collins, Hal Chapman, May Chapman. Also, a reminder, tomorrow over at the American Legion, we will be preparing meals, delivering meals, and also having a sit-down supper. So some of you have signed up for pies and rolls and assisting with driving and the like. So I'm looking forward to seeing those of you who are able to be over at the Legion. I should be there around 9:30. It'd be nice if some people will also stay to clean up afterwards so that I and the Legion don't have to do it all. That'd be lovely. Do we have any other announcements? If not, blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin. His mercy endures forever. Amen. Amen. Let us join together in singing, O Come, All You Faithful, number 283. Please join me in our call to worship. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. At this time, we will light 4 candles on the Advent wreath. And we pray. Praise to you, O God, who lives with us, sharing our flesh and bones. As Mary waited and Joseph dreamed, so we dream and wait for you. Bless us and let your face shine upon us, more radiant than these candles and more dear than all else we seek. Restore us when we fail to refuse the evil and choose the good, and banish all our fears. We pray in the name of Emmanuel, your promised child and our Savior. Amen. And let us sing one verse of Light One Candle. Also light the center candle. We've been waiting to light that one all Advent. That is the Christ candle. We light it now that we celebrate that Christ has come. And let us now sing verses 1-5 of O Come, Emmanuel.
Yeah.
we celebrate with joy the birth of the one who is light for the world, let us open our hearts to God as we confess our sin. God of light and life, you promise good news of great joy for all people and call us to be messengers of that good news to all the world. We confess that too often we have been silent when we should have spoken and have used words to fuel conflict when we should have been silent. We confess that we have not loved you as we should and have not loved our neighbors as they deserve to be loved. Have mercy on us and forgive us for what we have done and what we have failed to do. Renew and strengthen us to follow the path illuminated by Jesus. Amen. Hear the good news. Let all the world sing out with joy, for our Savior has come. In Christ, we are forgiven and redeemed. Let all the earth know the saving power of God. Amen. Let us join together in the prayer of the day. Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is Isaiah 9:2 and verses 6-7. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice, and with the righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is Micah, chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, Our third reading for this Christmas Eve comes from Luke's Gospel, the second chapter, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world shall be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Word of God, word of life. Reading for today comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. In that region, there were shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Word of God, word of life.
Thank you.
O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Normally I would call the children forward, but all of you are children of God, so I'm going to ask you the questions tonight. How many of you have already gotten into your Christmas presents? I see some hands going up. For the rest of you, how many of you have picked up your present, shaken it a little bit, smelled it, tried to figure out what it is? All right, I see a few more hands going up. How many of you made a Christmas list and shared it with other people? How many of you expect to get anything on that list? I think back into all the times that I asked for something for Christmas, and only once in my entire life do I remember getting what I asked for. Can you believe that? Only once do I remember. I remember in childhood always hoping for something and finding the usual, an orange, some walnuts. Some of you know I'm allergic to walnuts, but that didn't stop my mother from giving them to me. And something that I probably didn't ask for and didn't necessarily want. One time I got exactly what I asked for. And when I opened it, I burst into tears. And my husband said, "What's wrong? Isn't that what you asked for?" I said, "That's the whole point. I'm crying because finally someone listened to me when I said, this is what I want. And you actually got it for me." And I just sobbed. He's looking at me thinking, "I don't know who I married." She cries when I give her flowers. She cries when I give her a gift card. But it's because he understood what it was that I wanted. And that this time I was asking for something I really wanted. Now, how many times do we ask for something and we don't get it? And sometimes we find out we've asked for the wrong thing all along. Now, think back. Picture the scene of that very first Christmas. A young woman, Mary, exhausted from giving birth, gazes in wonder at her newborn son. Nearby is Joseph, relieved that his beloved has finally delivered her child, for it is her child, not his, although he will protect and nurture and teach this child as though he were their own. And the child looks like any ordinary child. He's a son, perfect, healthy, a son born to Mary, but not the way that she had imagined it. Picture the scene of Mary, sometimes depicted just sweeping a room or engaged in prayer, when an angel appears to her and tells her that she is going to be the mother of the Messiah. And not only that, but that the Messiah is going to be the Son of God. This is not what she had planned at all. She had planned, undoubtedly, a quiet wedding with Joseph, who traditionally is an older man. And she thought she'd settle down in Nazareth. Not a place that too many people knew about or cared about. We hear later, can anything good come of Nazareth? A little obscure town. And she thought she'd settle there with Joseph, and probably name their first son Joseph after him. And then the angel breaks in and changes everything. Changes all of her plans and all of Joseph's as well. This was not what he thought was going to happen when he was betrothed to Mary. And also, Mary thought, undoubtedly, that she was going to give birth to her son there in Nazareth with her mother and other older women that she knew right there beside her. And here she is in Bethlehem, having traveled about 90 miles, probably on foot. I know we see her depicted on a donkey, But she's probably on... Who wants to ride a donkey when you're 9 months pregnant? Anyone? No, I don't know about you, but I'd much rather walk. But imagine walking 90 miles. And so here she is in this place, not their home in Nazareth, where she would have had the assistance of her mother and other relatives when the time came to deliver her child. Not Nazareth, but the city of David, Bethlehem. When Gabriel spoke to her 9 months ago, she had not imagined having to travel while in the last stages of pregnancy to give birth so far from home. The usually quiet town of Bethlehem has been bustling with activity due to the census. All the usual places that travelers could find refuge were full. They probably knocked on the doors of some of their relatives and found that they were full too. Finally, they do find a place where they can stop for a while. And here in this place, traditionally depicted as having animals nearby, where the little family can have some peace and some quiet, Mary gives birth to her child. She's taken out the strips of cloth that she probably brought from home, traditionally used to wrap infants to keep their limbs straight. The child undoubtedly came into the world with a hearty cry. I don't really believe in a way in the manger when it tells you no crying he made. I think he was a normal baby, and I think he cried. And I think he gave a lusty cry when he first breathed air. But now that he's been swaddled and now that he's been fed, I can picture him asleep. Now, Mary had been told that she would bear a son and that she would name him Jesus. He told her, this angel did, that the child would be great, would be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And when she visited her relative Elizabeth and found that Elizabeth too was with child, Elizabeth's child preached the first sermon by leaping in his mother's womb, declaring who this infant was being carried by Mary. Elizabeth exclaims, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me?" Those words were uttered as Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and John in her womb also filled with the Holy Spirit. How else could she recognize Jesus contained as he was in his mother's womb? We know what happened when Joseph learned about the pregnancy. Can you imagine having your fiancé come to you saying, "I'm pregnant"? It was an angel. He came to me and he told me I'm going to be the mother of the Messiah. Sure, an angel came. Joseph, when he heard this news, decided to divorce Mary quietly. But we know that he was also visited by an angel who told him not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife. For the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Not how Joseph had planned things at all. But this was to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah of the coming of Emmanuel, God with us. So Joseph did as the angel told him to do. So there they are, this little family of Mary, her newborn baby, and Joseph. Probably the baby has just gone to sleep at last. And Mary and Joseph are breathing a sigh of relief and about to settle down into their own sleep when whatever privacy they have is shattered by the arrival of shepherds. shepherds who tell them with amazement that they have seen angels as well. They've heard the voice of an angel saying, "Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord." And the shepherds stayed, and we saw not only one angel, we saw a whole multitude of angels. And they were crying out, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Not the night that those shepherds were expecting. Not the peaceful night that they thought they would have. But instead, a night filled with angels. For this child has come to fulfill the word spoken in the 9th chapter of Isaiah. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I have to wonder what Mary thought as she looked into the face of her newborn infant and thought, this is Wonderful Counselor. This is Mighty God. This is Everlasting Father. This is Prince of Peace. This is the one for whom we've been waiting, the one for whom we've been praying. And here he is. Here he is at last. And the shepherds acknowledge that. And later, the wise ones from afar who come bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, finding him not in Jerusalem where a king would be born, but in Bethlehem. Bethlehem. A place whose name means a place of bread. The shepherds found him lying in a manger, a place where animals feed. For he has come to be the bread of life. He has come to be our salvation. He has come to fulfill the promises made long ago. He has come to be the gift that we didn't know that we needed. Of all the things that God could do for us or give to us, the idea that God came down to be with us, as it states in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, that God came and tented with us. God came to dwell with us. God took on flesh to know what it is to be human, so that we could acknowledge that we have a God who is not distant from us, but knows just how we feel. Of all the gifts that God could give to us, God has given us God's very self, born as a child like all children, living a life like most of us do. But he does something else, because without the cross, manger wouldn't matter. He came to die for us. He came to die for us, each one of us, and to be raised again on the third day. And that brings to mind something that happened this last Wednesday. As you know, we had our youth program last Sunday. And on Wednesday, we had a party. Right? Yeah, we had a party. I think there was bingo going on downstairs. We had an escape room going on upstairs with puzzles. And there were what? What happens when you have gifts? When you have games, you have gifts, right? You have prizes. And so there were a number of things that were chosen first. Some notebooks really went fast. Candy went fast. But there was one thing left over. And I was asked if I wanted it. And I said, sure. It's an ornament. And it says hope. And I looked at that and I thought, and that is one of the great gifts that we receive at Christmas time. That gift of hope. Because of Jesus, we have hope. We have hope that this life is not all that there is. We have hope that one day we will be reunited with the one who sent us here. We have hope of life everlasting, of life eternal. In the coming of Jesus, God has given the greatest gift of all. Amen. Let us join together in Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Let us together confess our faith using the words in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Trusting in God's good news of great joy for all people, we offer our prayers for ourselves, our neighbors, and the world God loves.
Glory to you, God, for the song of the angels, proclaiming to the world Christ's holy birth. Give your church a joyful song to sing, that we bring the good news of peace and salvation to all people. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Glory to you, God, for the stars that shine in the depth of the night provoke awe in our hearts at the expansive mystery of the cosmos. Open us to find beauty in the clear darkness of night and in the first glimmers of dawn. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great.
Glory to you, God, for the child born to us who establishes a kingdom of justice and righteousness. Break bonds of oppression. Bring reconciliation to warring lands and establish peace from this time onward and forevermore. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Glory to you, God, for Mary's loving care. Lead us to tend to one another in times of need. Share the comfort of your presence with all people tonight who are alone or separated from loved ones due to estrangement, incarceration, or illness. We pray especially for those who are on a prayer chain and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Glory to you, God, for the faithfulness of the shepherds in their vocation. Grant rest to any who feel exhausted from their work during this season, retail and restaurant workers, church musicians, administrative staff, and clergy, organizers of charitable giving events, and service workers doing essential tasks. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Glory to you, God, for the multitude of the heavenly host. We rejoice in the zeal of all your saints who have witnessed the appearing of your grace and who revealed to us your salvation for all. We especially pray for those whose names we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. For Janet. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Abide with us, O God of mercy, and receive our prayers according to your abundant grace.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. And gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And we thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings.
Let us pray. Good and loving God, we rejoice in the birth of Jesus, who came among the poor to bring the riches of your grace. As you have blessed us with your gifts, let them be blessings for others. With the trees of the field, with all birds in heaven, we shout for joy at the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Christ has died.
again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest. Come, take your place at the table of forgiveness, reconciliation, and peace, where all are welcome. So I'm going to ask that you come forward at the direction of the ushers. You will see that we have two different colored liquids. The darker color is wine, the lighter color is juice. So please, come forward. Thank you. merciful God, with our eyes we have seen your salvation, and in this zeal we have feasted on your grace. May your word take flesh in us, so that we may be your holy people, revealing your glory made known to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things.
You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations.
You have remembered your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Sing with joy to the Lord, all you lands.
Lift up your voice, rejoice, and sing.
Let us sing joy to the world.
us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate, and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift, and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven, for Jesus' sake.
Amen.
As you go out into the world to share the good news that Christ has come indeed, receive this blessing. God bless you and keep you. Jesus grant you grace and truth, and the Holy Spirit send peace upon your hearts, now and forever. Amen. Christ the Savior is born. Go in peace. Proclaim the good news to all the world.
Thanks be to God.
Let's sing Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Thank you.